B-Pod Studios.
97.5, The Fanatic.
Without further ado, we got to get to our man here. Without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, it's still opening day in my mind. And if it's opening day, there's no better person to talk to than our man, Charlie Manuel, winningest manager in Phillies history, on the line with us right now. Charlie, good morning, sir.
Good morning. How you doing?
We're doing great, Charlie, considering the circumstances. On a personal note, how are you doing? Before we get to the madness that is our world right now, it's been written about, it's been covered. I know you had some great visits while you were in the hospital. How are you feeling now? How are you doing?
I feel good. I'm rehabbing here at my house, especially I got all the time in the world, and I do a lot of walking, and I come back, and and I stay busy doing things. Yesterday, I cleaned out underneath my television, like all the stuff about the Phillies and all this information I covered over all those years, and I just had a big mess, but I got through it.
So Charlie Manuel's doing the same things we're all doing. We're all cleaning out the stuff around the house.
Exactly. That's exactly what I'm doing.
I understand you and Missy, your wife, you're taking walks and everything. You're getting back into game shape yourself, aren't you?
I'm trying to get back in back in shape. I can get my energy level up and things like that. It's like what it used to be. And I'm getting there, it's a day-to-day process, but at the same time, I'm staying at it, and I feel 100% better.
It's wild, and I love thinking about our teams in Philadelphia as a family, and that certainly rang true with you as a member of the Phillies and then as a member of the Phillies community. The things that you've been able to do have been incredible, Charlie, and from what I understand, John Middleton actually arranged for you to come back to Philly for treatment, where you were then later visited by like Pat Gillick and Jim Thome and Aaron Rowan and these guys, Chase Utley and Ryan Howard, I know, reached out. What is it like to be a member of that Phillies family?
It's always been great. That's always where my heart's been ever since that. Of course, I managed there for 9 or 10 years, I feel like that I'm definitely Phillies in my team, and I love to watch them, and I like to keep up with them. I like to keep up with all their minor league players and things like that, and I want to be a help to them, and I enjoy everything about it, and I enjoy talking to the fans about our team, and I'm excited about the new addition of the manager and the coaches this year, and also the players that we've added to our club. And I kept up with them in spring training as much as possible. And I'm waiting for the opening day of the season, of course. And hopefully it's going to be sooner than later.
Yeah, Charlie, I was speaking with Charlie Manuel. The interesting thing here is, given the world that we're in right now, we all understand why we're about to go through this opening day with no baseball. But as a man who's been a baseball lifer such as yourself since before your first day in the majors when you had a sleepover with Mickey Mantle, we'll get to it later. But from that day to now, I mean, how weird is it to not be able to embrace opening day the way we normally do?
It's definitely, I'm sure the fans are feel the same way I do. This is time of the year when, the changing of the seasons winter's behind us and spring's ahead and baseball has just always been part of that in my life. And, I remember the opening day ceremony, especially there at Citizens Bank, when we had the red carpet walk through on opening day and fans would come across center field and the fans would get to talk to you and they'd be hollering and shaking hands with you and everything. And then you take the walk down through the red carpet and they introduce you and you hear the roar of the stands and the fans and you see them intervening with one another and they'll be hollering at you. Yeah, all that was great. Yeah.
Yeah, Charlie, you're standing next to, we have a lot of memories of you doing that, obviously. And what was it like to at least experience a little bit of spring training with Joe Girardi? And how much did it help you going down there, being on the field? How much did it help actually being in the dugout towards the end of last season when you took over as a hitting coach? How much did that help you try to instruct and help out the coaching staff while you were down there this year?
Well, I haven't been to Clearwater this year. I was still having health problems and I was back in the hospital and everything. Mm. And so, you know, like, I've talked to him on the phone. I met him for breakfast one day in Philadelphia one morning. And I had a talk with him probably half hour, 40 minutes or something. And I really enjoyed it. And, you know, like, I'm looking forward. You know, like, I think Joe, he's got a great coaching staff. And our staff's going to be real good. But at the same time, too, we got a chance to have a real special team. And they're going to do a good job for us. I'm looking forward to the season.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task. But after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Charlie, how difficult, having watched what Reese Hoskins went through last year, how difficult of a fix is that? Or is it something that you've seen many times in baseball and it shouldn't be that hard of a fix to get him righted?
I'm not worried about Hoskins' hitting. You know, like I think every guy goes through that. I think he hit his way through the minor leagues. He definitely didn't have slumps like that. And I think, it, you know, like that is the part. You know, like once he gets through it, he'll learn from it. And almost every player goes through it. And as hard as it was, and it was because, you know, like this guy wanted to do his part, you know, like and be part of the Phillies winning games and things like that. And it was a lot of he put a lot of pressure on himself. And hopefully he learned from that, because I've always said that he was going to hit, and I still believe in him. And you know, like he's got a good swing, and you know, like, and he's been successful before, and you know, like, he'll get it back.
Charlie, would you label it more mental than physical?
I think it's definitely the mental part of it was his big problem. I feel like it's definitely not physical, and it's definitely not in his swing and things like that. He pulls off the ball and things like that at times, but that comes from trying too hard, and you like wanting something too bad, and that right there is all part of a learning curve or system that you go through. And I think that he will definitely come back and have a big year.
Well, Charlie, with the way things are right now, how long do you think the players would need to get back to? So since they push it, you know, we don't know when they're going to have opening day, when they're going to resume it. So how long do you think players would need to get back in the swing of things to be ready to take on the season?
I think if we'd been talking 15 or 20 years ago, I think it would took them longer. I think nowadays the players stay in shape. Mm-hmm. I think that they can bounce back quicker. But at the same time, too, you know, like, I don't know exactly how long this is going to go. And, you know, like, this is something that, I feel like our manager of our team and the coaches and the front office, you know, like, we'll go along with, you know, like what Major League Baseball says, what the commissioner and things, have in store for them. And, you know, like, they'll get it back going just like anything else. And, hopefully it doesn't take too long. That's about all I got to say about that.
Yeah. Speaking with Charlie Manuel, one of the theories that has been proposed is more double headers. Would you be in favor of that to make up games?
And, you know, like, I don't know. I would definitely have to sit down and, you know, like, and gather all the information. You know, like, I've been out, you know, basically since last fall, and, you know, like, I don't know exactly what's going on.
Okay, understood. Charlie, when you think about this roster, and you talked about Reese Hoskins, you also talk about a little bit of impact from Bryce Harper. When you think about the roster as it is right now, I mean, it's always if they stay healthy, if the season resumes when we start off the season, rather, do you see this team as a team that can really make a push to make the playoffs?
I'm excited about our team. You know, like, I think that we've got a very good team. You know, like, I think it was some of the acquisitions that we made this winter with some of our guys. You know, like, I think we got a chance to not only have a strong starting lineup, but at the same time, you know, like, have a solid bench. And I've been saying it for the last two or three years, you know, like, some of our young pitchers, you know, like with a talent, you know, like they got a sooner or later, you know, like they're going to come around and be that big league pitcher that we expect them to be. We got a good chance. I think I'm excited about everything.
Charlie, one of my favorite quotes from your time managing the team is, I think you were talking about Chase Utley, and somebody was talking about how he hustles, and you said, you know, an old school guy like Chase Utley, and you would say, it's not old school, that's good school. And right. that gets brought up a lot in today's game because people try to find the balance of analytics and either the eye test or that old school mentality. How do you think Joe Girardi, in your brief time talking to him, do you get an impression he's a guy that knows how to mix the numbers and that old school mentality well?
You know, I look back. I've seen Joe ever since he was a player, and of course his experience in every phase of the baseball. You know, like I think it's tremendous. He has a very great demeanor about him, great communication skills. I think he's a mixture of old school and analytics programs now. You know, I think that he's definitely the right guy for our job And, you know, like, I'm going to look forward to really watching him and his staff, you know, take this team and build it up, and, you know, like, and improve it where it will compete in our division.
Charlie, I want to just set this scene for a second here because, you know, people look at you as a guy that absolutely knew how to handle different personalities. And we got a lot of different personalities in the city of brotherly love right now. But we're in a time right now where we are in crisis. There is a pandemic going on, and you serve still as a very comforting figure in our city. If you were to talk to us as a city, as our manager, right? If we were all listening to you in one big clubhouse that is the city of Philadelphia, what would you tell us right now for this pandemic and how we're handling it? What would you tell us if we were your players?
I would first thing I'd probably tell them, hey, look, you know, like. This is a big chance with the talent we got. And first of all, you know, like we want to fill our ballpark up continuously every day. And how are we going to do that is by winning a lot of games and playing baseball like it should be played and hustle and do the best thing we possibly can do and come to the ballpark with the idea that we're going to win every game. And that's about what I would say.
I love it, Charlie. Thanks so much for joining us, Charlie. We really appreciate it. When baseball starts up, we look forward to talking to you again. And I know it was great for a lot of people to hear your voice today for so many different reasons, both what everyone's going through, what you just went through, and a day like today that's so important to Major League Baseball. Thanks for calling. Oh, last thing for you. Are you going to watch any of the YouTube challenge with Miguel Rojas against Rhys Hoskins on, you know, playing MLB The Show video game?
Yeah, I will watch it. Yes. I will make a point to watch it, of course.
Now, as I think every time I talk to you, I end on this question. Is it true or false that you had a sleepover with Mickey Mantle your first night in the big leagues?
Yeah, my first, when we first went back to Minnesota to start the season, he visited Billy Martin, and I was fortunate enough to be one of the guys that went out to eat dinner with him. And he stayed over at my house overnight, and we did not have any curtains or nothing at my apartment. And he hung up sheets on he hung up sheets on the windows. So that's a true story. Yeah.
Charlie, God bless you, man. Thanks so much for coming on with us.
Okay.
All right. Thanks, Charlie.
Thank you. Thank you, guys.
Absolutely, right. Charlie. Thanks so much, Charlie Manuel, joining us right there. That's a smile that I think we all needed. And Charlie, he's a guy that you could be in the worst mood. You hear that voice, man, and the smile comes right back.
Yeah.
Absolutely incredible. 610-632-0975. 610-632-0975. When we come back, 9 o'clock, we'll talk to Mark Jackson, NBC Sports Philadelphia, Sixers pre- and post-game analyst. Speaking of video games, they did a simulation of a Sixers game last night. We'll talk to Mark about that. We'll also get his take on everything that went on with the Sixers this week because it's been a crazy with basketball conversation and business conversation. Get to that in a few here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.